Imagine a world where you don't need to change yourself to find happiness. In a culture obsessed with self-improvement, Rachel Brathen's Yoga Girl offers a refreshing alternative. You're already good enough as you are. This international bestseller has captured millions of hearts with its radical message that true happiness comes from accepting yourself completely, flaws and all. The secret to finding success and balance in your life? There isn't one, Rachel reveals. Real change begins with radical self-acceptance, embracing your body, identity, and circumstances exactly as they are. Many of our insecurities stem from believing things should be different than they actually are. Society constantly tells us to improve ourselves, but rarely that we're good enough already. The path to contentment isn't about perfection, but balance. Dance all night and practice yoga the next morning. Enjoy wine, but don't forget green juice. Savor chocolate when your heart desires it, and kale when your body needs nourishment. Our most painful experiences often become the foundation for our most profound growth. Rachel's journey to yoga began with childhood trauma. After her parents divorced when she was two, her mother remarried a fighter pilot who became a stabilizing presence. His death in a plane crash when Rachel was five devastated their family, plunging her mother into depression while Rachel carried misplaced guilt. The family moved frequently, over 10 homes by age 12. By 13, Rachel was smoking daily despite severe asthma, drinking heavily, and shoplifting. She lied to her parents, ran away, and put herself in dangerous situations. This difficult path led her to yoga at 17, beginning with a transformative class in Thailand that planted the seed for healing. These painful experiences shaped her spiritual journey and gave her empathy to connect with others facing struggles. Making peace with your past through forgiveness becomes the key to happiness. How you react to life's challenges matters more than the challenges themselves. At 19, Rachel's trip to Costa Rica transformed her life. What began as a vacation became permanent when she discovered Dominical, a laid-back surf town with a different rhythm. There, she immersed herself in meditation, yoga, and simple living. Her journey included challenges, working in a hostel restaurant before unexpectedly joining a prestigious eco-development company. This contrast taught her that life does not happen to us, it happens for us. Through these experiences, she discovered authentic happiness comes from within, not external circumstances. Trusting the universe became her cornerstone philosophy. Follow your intuition wherever it leads, she advises. Trust that you'll always be okay. Money and material things come when you dare to trust life's path. Focus on what you want, not what you fear. After years of nomadic living, Rachel found stability in Aruba, where she met her future husband, Dennis. Without work documentation, she transformed necessity into opportunity by teaching yoga, starting with simple beach classes under a local grape tree. Her practice evolved during this period, incorporating deeper physical elements that helped address her chronic scoliosis issues. From just 3 dedicated students, her classes grew to 24 weekly sessions within 2 years, creating a vibrant yoga community that transformed the island's wellness landscape. This chapter reveals a fundamental truth. Setting down roots doesn't restrict freedom. It creates the launching pad from which true adventures flourish. She discovered the value of patience in working with her body's limitations, learning to trust small, consistent steps toward her dreams, even without seeing the full path ahead. Yoga, like life, changes with the seasons and circumstances. Rachel practices daily, but her routine evolves based on her needs. During intense teaching periods, she became depleted, culminating in a severe neck injury before a handstand workshop in San Francisco. This forced her to confront the truth. She'd been prioritizing others at her own expense. Following her rule, to love others, you must first love yourself, she sought treatment and shifted from dynamic to restorative practice, committed to weekly bodywork and focused on healing poses. My yoga homework will always be healing my back, she acknowledges, which requires keeping life stress-free. We all need to discover our own yoga homework, whether it's back pain, tight hamstrings, or old injuries, and adapt accordingly. Restorative yoga complements vigorous practices by creating space to be present, release tension, and heal from within. Our practice ebbs and flows like the tide. Surrendering to what is and moving with life becomes the key to happy living. I've learned that miracles happen every day. You just have to keep your eyes open, Rachel shares. I've learned to embrace my past and turn those lessons into wisdom. But most of all, I've learned that to live a life that makes your heart sing, you need to let go of fear. This philosophy extends to her approach to advanced yoga poses like inversions and handstands. While these poses build strength and balance, they aren't yoga's ultimate purpose. The true goal is cultivating peace, focus, and calm. Learning handstands transformed Rachel, strengthening her core to support her lower back while building confidence. Finding balance upside down requires trusting your ability, finding your center, and choosing love over fear. Whether attempting a challenging pose or facing a difficult life decision, the principle remains the same. We must let go of fear and move the way love wants us to move, trusting our bodies, intuition, and the growth process itself. In our hyper-connected, distraction-filled world, creating moments of silence has become revolutionary. Rachel emphasizes that the only thing that matters is how much you love, and that love operates as a boomerang. We give it freely to receive it abundantly. We create our reality through our thoughts and attention, so focus deliberately on manifesting positivity rather than becoming trapped in cycles of lack. Simple daily rituals, like mindfully preparing tea, can become powerful anchors of presence. While asana keeps us present through movement, meditation challenges us to find presence in complete stillness, often more difficult for modern minds. Rachel suggests starting with just 5 minutes of meditation, emphasizing consistency over duration. This practice creates vital space between ourselves and our circumstances, fostering clarity that can change your life beyond the realm of the body. Your yoga practice extends beyond the mat into how you live each moment. Physical postures merely serve as gateways to deeper wisdom that transforms relationships, work, and daily choices. By embracing both light and shadow, balancing effort and surrender, and choosing love over fear, we embody yoga's deepest teachings. Transformation happens gradually through consistent small actions rather than dramatic changes. The path isn't about reaching perfection, but showing up authentically each day. When we live this way, yoga isn't something we do, it's something we become. The practice evolves from perfect poses to cultivating presence, compassion, and authenticity everywhere. In this journey, we discover that the peace we've been seeking has been within us all along, waiting for enough silence to be heard beneath the noise.